Hello.
Good morning, Ms. Williams. It's Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. How are you today?
Which home care agency?
This is Family First. You had called us regarding your daughter needing services. And I told you that we had to wait until she turned 21 to go into the adult program.
Oh, yeah.
I was just following up with you.
Yeah, she did. Well, she'll be 21 August 3rd, so they process everything for it to go through. I had to go through somebody called Maximus. So now we just gotta wait until she's 21 to get the waiver. But Maximus approves and everything. So
okay,
we only waiting for the state, I think, and they won't do anything until like a week.
She's 21.
She turns 21.
Yeah. That's what I had told you. Yep. So are you ready for us to hire you guys to get your applications out the way? Because August is right around the corner.
I know.
You want to put in your application, get it started?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's fine. And
okay.
And we had picked, I don't really
your
know.
Your sister, right? Her sister, Tiana, you picked to do the caregiving?
Yeah, it don't matter, but it depends. I don't even know how many hours she was going to get approved for. So it was, hold on real quick. Let me get this.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was in the middle of something. Yeah,
no.
I don't know how many hours she get approved. I think after the state, they told me after the state, you know, she got to turn 21, and then the state will push it
do
through.
Do an assessment.
Pick,
yep, they'll do an
yeah,
assessment, and
then
that's when they'll determine.
Something called
AmeriHealth. Caritas.
So I think they have to come out and do something as well. I don't know.
Yes, they're going to come out and they're going to do what's called the in-home assessment. That is when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets. So in the meantime, before they do that, let's get you guys on board on payroll. So by the time, because if the waiver's already been approved, it's just a matter of time before she turns 21. So the day that they approve her, we can start paying you guys to take care of her if all the paperwork is in. So let's get this. So you could assign yourself and your daughter. You want to put you down and your daughter, Tiana?
Well, I'll just put me down for right now
because
Tiana ain't get her ID and she don't got, you know, all the proper stuff that she needs to start working in. So,
all right,
I'll just
so what's your first
and
last name?
Anissa, A-N-I-S-S-A.
A-N-I-S-S-A, and is it Williams' last name?
No, my last name is Hamilton.
Hamilton, sorry. And your daughter is Tyrica. Tykera?
Tykera. Yeah.
Tykera?
Yep.
All right. We're just going to put you down, Miss Hamilton. What's your address?
6139 Gillespie.
How do you spell that?
G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E.
Is that Avenue? Okay. Street, city, and state?
Philadelphia, PA 19135.
Okay. A good number to reach Tykera?
Hold on. Let me get that number.
Take your time.
9764.
You're going to be the primary caregiver and the point of contact. And Ms. Tykera resides with you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me check real quick to see if they already uploaded the waiver. Let me just check. What's her date of birth? Tykera's?
8304.
Okay. And let me see if she's been approved through AmeriHealth. Let's see what's happening behind the scenes. Let me check real quick for you.
I think we're just waiting because when I talked to Maxima, they told me I did everything that I needed to do. Everything I did. The only thing, turning 21, because the crazy part, the state called me and told me that Maxima was putting in for the wrong waiver for her because she's not 21. And then when I called Maximus, they said, no, we're doing it right. They must don't know that we can do it 40 days prior to her turning 21.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I told you,
yeah,
go straight to Maximus and call the insurance. Yep.
Right.
Because they could backtake.
So so Maximus actually put a complaint in against the
Medicaid program. What it is that Medicaid and Maximus, the computer systems are not linked. Although they work for the same organization, they're not linked. So one doesn't communicate properly with the other. So what ends up happening is that by the time that the system catches up,
Maximus was a little upset, like whoever
it
was,
don't get
the right information. I don't even know why they called you and told you that.
Mm-hmm.
They said we are allowed to do it 40 days before she turned 21.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
But they called me saying, like, oh, Maximus is messing up. Like, they put her in for the wrong, you know, program or whatever. And so Maximus just told me, like, they put in a complaint against them. And then around, like, a week before her birthday, they'll call me and, you know, they'll be able to push it through then. Cause she'll
That's
be
awesome. So by that, so what we're going to do behind the scenes is get you ready for payroll. So when they push it through, they give us the author right away, and then we could start billing and get you guys paid, get her on services and get you paid. So now I just need you to write down the agency's information, because Maximus approves her, you got to give them the information for the agency so they can give us an authorization to pay you.
Okay, and which your agency?
Yep, it's called Family First Care.
All right, let me get a pen.
Yep, write it down in a notebook because you're going to need to reference back to it, okay?
Okay. Matter of fact, I'll put it in my phone notes.
Yes, even better, because you're going to need this information.
Okay. Wait, I want a phone call. Go ahead. Okay. So it's Family First
Care. The agency's number is 267-551-7400.
Okay.
And then my direct number is 267-551-7410. Just the last two digits change. Jasmine.
And what's your name?
Jasmine.
Okay.
This is the information that you're going to give the specialist once they approve her, so we could get the waiver into the program, accept her waiver, and then, you know, start obviously on your home care journey. And I'm going to have someone reach out to you so they can start you on your hiring process.
Okay, thank
All right.
you.
I'm going to be submitting the referral today, Anissa. You're going to be hearing from Family First from the coordinators, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, welcome on board. You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.